Within the intermediate practice, we are revisiting Om Mani Padme Hum, and we tend to do that annually. We have spent a couple of days on Om and its meaning, its various layers of meaning, and hopefully those who are not usually here live, you've had the opportunity to give yourself the gift of the previous meditations that we've done with Om, Creator, Creation, etc. And as we engage the term Mani, let us remember the reason for mantra. Mantra means to protect the mind. And we ought to understand that the mind within the Eastern systems is a comprehensive complex of our state of being, that includes our emotions, sensations, perceptions, beliefs, conceptions, as well as our analytical mind, our appreciating mind, the mind that gives value to this or that, and the spiritual aspects of our awareness. So the whole comprehensive complex of who and what we are in our daily awakening consciousness, then that is what is mind. And if you have a certain Trans-Himalayan background, then the term jiva would apply to what we're talking about. So to protect the mind means to protect and value the capacity that each of us has for an ongoing awakened state. That's very powerful to consider. That's very joyous to consider. And it certainly is very joyous and energetic to live from. To have a mind stream, an emotion stream, a belief system be protected from that which would compromise it, limit it, make it be negative, and such as that. Very briefly then, as we begin to work with Mani, the first thing to point out is that Mani, M-A-N-I, has the same beginning as the Sanskrit word for mind, manas. So right away, if we were to really investigate and meditate with the full range of the term Mani, we would first start there, that manas, mind, and again, what that means in its comprehensive way. And Mani, jewel, have the same beginning, which means, as in all root languages, that they have something in common. And it's that that is worth investigating. And of course, mantra. So, you know, and that means to protect the mind, mind, and tra, protect. So let us smile and take a long, slow, deep breath before any more words. Feel the stretch of our backbone, the foundation of our sit bones, and presence. Let us just be that, settling, breathing in and breathing out. Stay with this, deepen it, and refine it. and enter into the jewel-like nature of your sitting, a refined, precious, translucent, stable quality. Feel the height of it, feel the core of it, and simply become this jewel-like nature of your own inner being. This rare, precious quality of being has taken time for us to discover. So that time has been our practice. That time has been the various ways on the cushion and off the cushion that we remind ourselves that we are more, and certainly that we are more refined, more transparent, more radiant than what a common person might think about themselves. So we've reminded ourselves of mani, of the jewel-like nature of inner presence, and certainly of the power and radiance of the heart. So smile, take a long, slow, deep breath, and as you stretch your back, put your shoulders down, and then feel your sit bones and the ground of your meditation posture. Feel all of that also as jewel-like, as refined. And consider, just like a jewel in the earth, that it has taken a long time, a lot of pressure, exertion, effort, temperature, and a wide variety of factors to bring about that jewel, to have it be there. So all the geological and earth processes. And then, again, stretch the back, push the shoulders down, feel your sit bones, feel your meditation posture, put your hands in a mudra. Long, slow, deep breath. Feel your height from the inside. Feel your emptiness. And meditate. You are money. Your presence is money. The whole experience is jewel-like, rare, valued, precious. We breathe in and we breathe out. And of course, at some point, the jewel just simply radiates. A jewel doesn't think about radiating. It doesn't think about how precious and valued it is. And so, similarly so for us. At some point within our meditation practice, just be and be the full expanse of one's light, be the full emptiness of being, which means limitless, which means nothing hindering, nothing obscuring. So with a jewel, nothing is obscuring its radiance, its beauty, its simplicity. It is so refined that all it is a ruby and a red, and all it is a diamond and clear and white. All it is a sapphire and radiant blue. And so, similarly so for us as we meditate for the next 12 minutes or so, in silence, become that inner being, become that inner presence that you already are, and realize that the clothing of our clothes and our thoughts and our concepts, etc., are all just that. They are clothing. They are like wrappings around the jewel. So free the jewel of your presence, the jewel of your awareness, the rare, precious, always valued, completely the greatest worth of pure being. We breathe in, we breathe out, we meditate. For those that are struggling a little bit to hold your attention, pull on acuity, like call it forward. We know how to do that. Breathe up, find your point, stabilize. And consider acuity as also something of the jewel-like nature, right? There is that, like a jewel is acute. We can certainly say that. So your point of tension, your point of attention, if you will, that is refined. And that we can exert some effort on until we train ourselves to not need to exert so much. And then little by little that stability will serve us. It simply is also saying that by nature we're more distracted than less so. And that's so off the cushion as well as on the cushion. So it's a good training to develop as to be less distracted, less lazy, if you will, within our sitting. So again, just hold that. We've got about another 5 minutes. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. As we do so, consider how to protect your radiance through the day. How to protect this refined quality of inner being through the day. Not protect as in not let somebody take it away, but protect from the inside. So, for instance, we might choose not to eat a food that we know dulls our mind or makes us more emotionally reactive. That would be a way to protect this inner presence, this radiance of being. We might choose to smile more frequently, to be courteous and kind more frequently, even more than we already do. Because that would protect our mind from falling into selfishness, into small-mindedness. It's these kinds of things that are before us as we consider mani. And of course, if we understand that we are part of a collective consciousness of not only human consciousness, yes, but of planetary consciousness, then we would consider various ways to hold the preciousness, the jewel-like nature of our fellow human beings, of plants and animals, and of the planet as a whole, in a sacred, valued, protected way. So there's quite a number of ways by which we can hold this forefront through the day. May it be with you, Om Mani Padme Hum. Love you all. Create your day.